Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, it's the Mornings with Ed show. And Fridays means Chamber Chat. We welcome Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you today?
I am feeling a little rough around the edges.
You're doing all right. A little partying last night, perhaps?
We had our Board of Directors holiday celebration last night.
Okay.
It was very much fun.
And celebration being the key word.
It was indeed.
Okay. Well, glad you made it on time.
I did.
Early even, like usual. So thank you for being here. With her this morning, she brought Adrian O'Connell, Laguna Beach Aesthetics. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. How are you doing?
Oh, life is treating us just dandy today. Thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Laguna Beach Aesthetics, what do we do there?
So we do any of the aesthetic and cosmetic procedures. So anywhere from Botox and filler to chemical peels, microneedling, laser treatments, you name it, pretty much anything that's not invasive.
Okay, and it's a board certified American board aesthetic medicine, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so board certified first. Let's get that out of the way. Are there places that aren't board certified?
Yeah. You could find places where the physicians are not board certified.
Okay, and that's not where you want to go.
No, probably not.
All right. So someone walks into your office. Let's say, let's just, for example, take a guy that's 50. 50-something, let's say, walks into your office and shows you these kind of eyes. Is that the type of stuff you would work on?
Yeah.
Bags under these eyes?
Yeah, definitely. There's a few options. We can use filler for under the eye to help with the dark circles, to help with the puffiness. We can also use a laser treatment that will help tighten the skin under the eyes as well. So there's a few options we can do. But yes, that's exactly what we do at Laguna Beach Aesthetics.
Okay, and it's a physician's only treatment, which again, not every place is, right?
Correct. Yeah, we don't have any physician assistants or nurse practitioners. It's just me. I do all the consultations. I do all the treatments. So it's physician only.
Okay. And all products are FDA approved. You're above board with everything here, right?
We try to be.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been in this location here in Laguna Beach for about 3.5 years now.
Okay. And you find the Laguna Beach clientele nice and,
yes,
and easy to work with generally?
Yeah, I actually feel very lucky. I've even said to my husband, I feel like the majority of my patients I would be friends with outside of work.
Okay.
Laguna Beach, I got lucky. It's a great clientele. And it really, they really go with kind of my style of practice, not overdoing it and really just making yourself look still yourself, but younger and more refreshed.
Right. I find that when I see someone who's had too much work done, I feel bad for them. I feel that it's sometimes, is it a train that can't be stopped when someone starts getting work and then?
It can be. It can be very addictive.
Do you ever talk someone out of it, out of a procedure?
I have. I've had a few patients that they just, I don't feel like any of my services would be beneficial for them, or if their expectations aren't something that I would be able to, fulfill, then I do. I tell them that this probably just isn't a good fit.
For instance, you're looking at me right now going, I can't do anything with those bags, man. Are you kidding me?
She can. She's a miracle worker.
Well, Paula, have you done anything there? Have you used those services at all?
Dr. Adrian does my Botox, and she's done a little bit of filler on
okay.
me. Yes.
Okay. You look fantastic all the time.
I am makeup free this morning.
Okay. And that's a testament to, I guess, the doctor here.
Yeah, I mean, she's shy about mentioning is that she really does take the time to get to know the patient. It's not, you don't just walk in and say, had I just walked in and said, I want Botox and filler, she wouldn't just say, okay, let me get my product out.
Right.
She gives you a complete evaluation and sort of gives you advice on what direction to go in and where these things should happen. Because as she did mention, I remember one time talking to her about a patient who came in that was very overdone,
right,
and she just declined. I mean, she said, I'm not going to add on to this.
Right.
There's no more here to be done.
And sometimes you have to play the role of a psychologist as well, really. I'm imagining sometimes you have to sit down and go, well, this person's really, they're doing it out of vanity's sake.
That's correct. Definitely part of the job is making sure that the patient is a good candidate for not only just the treatment and that they'll see results, but that mentally they, are prepared for the changes and that their expectations are not going to be unrealistic.
Okay. What is IV hydration? What process is that?
So yeah, there's a wellness component to Laguna Beach Aesthetics as well, where we do vitamin therapy and IV hydration. Okay. And so with IV hydration, what it is it's a liter of normal saline, and then we mix in different vitamins, amino acids, antioxidants, different supplements depending on what we're trying to treat. And we can treat anything from hangovers to headaches to jet lag. Yeah, there's quite a bit we can do with it.
You can actually treat a hangover with IV hydration.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
So I, as you know, I went to Hong Kong, Ed, about a month ago now.
Right.
And I went in to see Dr. Adrian the day I left for Hong Kong for IV hydration for jet lag.
Okay.
And I came in the day when I came home. And I did not have jet lag. It was, and I think I remember telling you that. Wow. I hit the ground running when I got to Hong Kong.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And all that, and you're testing that is due to the IV hydration?
I have no idea, but I'm saying that anything when you hit the ground running, going on that long flight, is helpful. But yeah, I believe it helped.
Okay. Doctor, what's the worst thing for skin? Is makeup worse than the sun, or what's the number one?
Definitely the sun is the worst thing.
Yeah.
The sun causes so much damage, and even what a lot of people don't know too is even on the days when it's cloudy outside, you're still getting the UVA rays coming through.
Right.
And those are actually the rays that cause wrinkles. So you want to be applying sunscreen every day, even on the days when it's cloudy outside.
Okay, that's important to know.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask Dr. Adrian?
Please.
PRP for the scalp treatment.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of news and posts about that. Can you expand on that a little
bit? Yeah, so PRP has been around for quite a while, but recently has had quite a bit of research go into it from the Cleveland Clinic and just various other places. And what they've done now is the devices now are much more precise and accurate and concentrate the platelets a lot more to the point where we're finally seeing results with it.
Right.
And so what it is if you were to come in for a PRP treatment, we can either treat the skin or the hair. And so you come in, I draw your blood, I spin it down in a centrifuge machine, we pull out the platelet layer. The platelets contain growth factors and cytokines, which are cell signaling molecules. So they'll help recruit like stem cells to the area. And what happens is I use the platelets, and then we either, if we're using it on the skin, we'll do like what we call a vampire facial, where we'll pair it with microneedling, and we microneedle the platelet serum back into the skin. Or what we'll do is we'll inject it into the scalp, and that helps with hair restoration. So either the fine thinning hairs will now rejuvenate and become thicker hairs, and then the hairs that have been lost, it will also help recruit new hair follicles to the area and grow more hair as well.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. I thought so too. That's why I wanted to ask
fascinating.
You about it.
I'm sitting here. Yeah. That is very
and
cool.
And how many needles?
So it's usually with, we draw out 22 cc's of blood. So it's less than when you go to donate blood or have your blood draw for regular, you know, like an annual checkup.
Right.
And when we spin it down, we get about 6 cc's of the actual PRP, which is the platelet-rich plasma. So out of those 6 cc's in those injections, we do about 0.2 to 0.4 cc's per injection. So, and it's actually very well tolerated. Before, too, where we were injecting was much more painful. But now we're going down below the follicle. And so it's actually a much more tolerable procedure. I use a lidocaine spray on the scalp, and that's about it. And then afterwards, I apply an ice pack. And it's, essentially pain-free other than the little needle poke.
Mm.
So it's really, really not bad. And then in terms of the skin, when using it with this vampire facial, what it does is as the platelets get down into the dermis, they go ahead and fix the collagen that's there and then help also restore and rejuvenate and bring in new collagen.
I absolutely love this conversation.
Isn't
I'm
it
not
fascinating?
Even kidding. Yes. Yes. I'm absolutely.
Can I also tell you that Dr. Adrian is an ER physician?
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
I did a dual residency, and so I'm also board certified in emergency medicine. And so I work at Anaheim Regional.
Okay.
And I do about 8 to 10 shifts a month there. But that's also, that's a big part in the ER is where this IV hydration started, because we would have either EMS or the police bring in, homeless people that are drunk. And what we have to worry about is the alcoholics, if we were to just discharge them from the ER and let them go and they aren't going to start drinking again, they have the risk for seizures, going through DTs. And so what we do is we treat them With it's the same remedy I use in the office. We actually in the ER call it a banana bag because it's bright yellow, and it's different vitamins, folic acid, thiamine mixed in with the fluids that helps prevent them from going through alcohol withdrawals.
What was the process of getting that right combination, that right cocktail?
I mean, the pharmacist came up with it in the ER, and then when I order all mine through a sterile compounding pharmacy, and the pharmacists are great about, you know, giving the dosages.
Okay. Is there an age that's too old? Is there skin that's beyond repair? Is there just a point where you go, you know what, it's just age?
Yeah. No, there's not, but there is definitely... a point where there's only so much non-invasive can do. Luckily, more and more stuff is coming out so that we're able to do more without people having to have surgery. But if somebody is definitely a candidate for a facelift and, you know, only some, you know, filler's only going to do so much, laser's only going to do so much. So I'll be honest with them and tell them that they may want to seek out a surgical consult if that's, you know, a route that they're thinking of going.
Right. Some of our audience is young and heading to school right now. Acne.
Yeah, that's a big... big thing. I have a few modalities that we use in the office for acne, one of them being the Hydrafacial. It uses a salicylic acid that really helps kind of cleanse the skin. I have a blue light therapy that I use, which helps prevent the bacteria for any further acne outbreaks. And then chemical peels are really good for active outbreaks as well as for any of the scarring. Okay. Laser helps with the acne scars as well.
Now, a lot of adults still have acne. Mm-hmm. Do you find that?
Yeah, I treat several adults with acne as well. And same, it's usually a combination of the Hydrafacial with the blue light therapy and then possibly a peel as well.
Okay, and is it a myth that diet has a lot to do with it too?
No, that's not a myth. It's definitely true. Diet, hormones, all that can play a role in acne.
Okay. And you have beautiful skin. I'm going to say this right now. Your skin is beautiful. Have you always had beautiful skin, or did you have pimples in high school?
No, I mean, I had acne occasionally, nothing that was terrible, luckily. But sunscreen is huge. I've been applying sunscreen since, I mean, I don't know, my mom put it on me probably before I could even talk. So, that's huge. I mean, that's the biggest thing you can do for preventative.
Right. Now, during school, I only had pimples on picture day.
Yeah, I was very fortunate also. I did not have acne growing up.
Right. Yeah, mine just showed up on picture day, man. Hey, it's time. Yeah.
There it is, man.
There it is. Like, who's that in the yearbook behind the pimple? Well, it's Ed. So tell me about Dr. Mason Dang and his influence on you.
So he is the director of the American Board of Aesthetic Medicine.
Right.
And so that's where I trained. That's where I got board certified. And so now, actually, what I do with him is I go back. His office and his practice and even the training center is down in San Diego. And so about 3 or 4 times a year, I'll go down now and actually help teach with him. So I teach the Botox and the filler portion of the class now.
Okay. Where's your office located?
It's here in South Laguna. I'm right on Coast Highway.
Okay. And how do we find you online?
It's just LagunaBeachAesthetics.com.
Oh, that's so easy. You've made it easy for everybody.
Or you can go to the chamber website.
Thank you.
I'm a chamber member.
Love her for that. Now, you chose a song for us today, and you chose Calvin Harris.
I did. And the reason I did...
yes, tell us. Tell us, please. That song.
and it was hard. I mean, I have a million favorite songs from, you know, Madonna back in the 80s to, you know, the new stuff on the radio now. But for some reason, Calvin Harris just sticks out, especially when Paula asked me to pick a song. This song came out about 3 years ago, and it was right after we had our daughter. And I remember the house we were living in then, we had a TV in the kitchen, and we'd just kind of leave it on with, like, music videos playing.
Right.
And it was, you know, one of the only times in my entire life where I had 6 weeks off of no work. Granted, it was just as hard of work being home with a newborn. But we spent a lot of time in the kitchen listening to the music videos. And Calvin Harris, because this was a new song then, it was played, you know, every fifth song or something. So every time I hear this song, I think of my daughter. And so it brings a smile to my face. And when Paula asked, it was kind of the first thing that popped in my head.
See, I feel better now.
I do too.
If you missed any portion of this, it's Chamber Chat. It'll be up on the KX93.5 website. We're going to podcast it and put it up. We've been talking to Adrian O'Connell with Laguna Beach Aesthetics right here on South Coast Highway. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, director, executive director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, let's hear the song that now makes us feel really good. Adrienne, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Right. Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you. Chicken.